If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
From Hollywood, it's John Davies. John, I just spent the last 5 minutes going over your resume, but I'll mention a couple of things again. John was in Chicago at Channel 11, producing all sorts of programs, including Siskel and Ebert, sneak previews, Wild Chicago, and then he went on to the West Coast and worked for just about all the networks and all the cable outlets, and he produced a very interesting show involving Michael Jordan that we'll talk about this morning. How you doing out there, John?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing about as well as everyone back there is.
Yeah.
Bored out of my mind.
Yeah, like everybody says, we're all in this together. Set the stage for us here. The show that you put together, the comic relief salute to Michael Jordan, took place. Well, it was July of 1991. How did this all come about?
Well, I was back then still working in Chicago, and I wanted to get out of Chicago. I felt I'd sort of had done everything I could do there. But I was the executive producer of the Fox New 9:30 News with Dan Dobrowolski and Bruce Wolfe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of like the Daily Show before the Daily Show, a poor man's version of that, by the way. And previous to that, I had been struggling to come out to California. I'd been making short films and things, and I sold one to HBO. And the head of HBO, Chris Albrecht, saw the movie, and he thought it was very clever. And he called me up, and he flew me to California, and he gave me a lot of money to try and, you know, have me make some films out of Chicago that would be, HBO presentable. Well, it didn't happen. I made some films. They weren't that good. He didn't like them. But he was very loyal to me. And one day he said, I'm going to send my friend Bob Zamuda to meet you. And Bob had created Comic Relief, which is a big, giant comedy show. It's a fundraising show for homeless people. And it was like the biggest thing in Hollywood, in that if you weren't on Comic Relief, you weren't really happening. But after a while, HBO ran out of gas on it, and they weren't running it every year. And so Bob wanted to expand it, and he talked NBC into expanding his idea, Comic Relief, to help homeless people into NBC prime time. He flew to Chicago. Chris Albrecht told him, you got to hire this guy named John Davies, and he did hire me. And we produced this one-hour special starring Michael Jordan called A Comedy Salute to Michael Jordan. And at the time, I knew Michael was big, but it was 91. He wasn't as big as he would become, you know, but he was still pretty big. And I realized he was pretty big because NBC was all around him. Nike showed up at all of our meetings. The NBA showed up at all of our meetings. I'm like, wow, this guy must be something special. And even though I was living in Chicago, you know, I knew he was big time, but I didn't realize he was international big time.
Yeah, this was after the first championship, is that right?
Yes, immediately after, and then like Nike had signed a shoe deal with him, which was unheard of.
Yeah.
Ooh, there Oop. We go. Sorry.
Sorry.
Nike had signed a shoe deal with him, which is kind of unheard of. There was no shoe deal thing back in those days. Air Jordans, that didn't exist before him. None of these athletes had shoe deals. And so the way we got to Jordan was through a guy named Sonny Vaccaro. And Sonny was this huge guy at the time representing Nike. He could offer an athlete like millions of dollars if they would sign with him. And he did. And so we contacted Sonny, and Sonny said, yeah, I can get you Michael Jordan. And by the way, just so you know, the reason this happened was Bob Zamuda, like myself, is a California guy with deep roots in Chicago. And Bob loves Chicago, and he talked NBC into doing this comedy salute to Michael because he's a Chicagoan. And we all came back there, and, you know, Bob, having done Comic Relief, could deliver big stars. He talked Billy Crystal into hosting this show.
Yeah, it was at the Chicago Theater, and you had Jane Curtin and Ebert and Siskel and Chris Farley and Patti LaBelle. It was quite a lineup. What was it like working with the very young Michael Jordan at the time?
He was so nervous. I mean, he was a very reluctant superstar. Michael, at that time, at 28 years old, which is what his age was, he knew he was big. uncomfortable with it. He was still a really sweet guy. I mean, I remember that when we got back to L.A. to edit the show, we had microphones on him and his wife, and they were, like, sitting in a sort of an elevated area we had built next to the stage. And we put wireless microphones on them. And they were so, you know, this is terrible to say this, but, you know, we listened to it. We got back to L.A., even when they weren't on stage, we could hear those microphones, right? So we listened to this out in L.A., and they were a very sweet, loving couple. He got very emotional after a lot of these tributes to him. His wife was worried about their kids back at home. I mean, he was a young pup, you know. He wasn't used to being Michael Jordan's superstar then.
Right. Here's a little clip from the show, and this is Spike Lee near the end of the special, and he asks Michael Jordan to come up on stage, and he has a question for him. Here it is.
So, Money, how you like this tribute so far?
Well, I think it's been fun. I think it's been exciting. I think it's been somewhat embarrassing a little bit. I saw some of my kid pictures up and everything. But for the most part, I think I've enjoyed myself so far.
And they say I talk too much.
You do talk too much.
That's cold, Mike. That's cold.
How was he? You had him trying to do some comedy at that point, didn't you?
Well, here's the thing, Bob. I mean, I didn't know this at the time, but this, you know, the Dub Bowls, the Dub Bears guys, they've been doing that stuff on Saturday Night Live for a long time, and I hope your listeners know what that is.
Oh,
Dub
sure.
Bears, yeah. Dub Bowls, and they've been doing it, but they'd never done it with Michael. And so we were the first people to do it with Michael. And Michael probably didn't know this, but he was auditioning that night for his appearance only 2 months later on Saturday Night Live, because they wanted to know, could he handle it? Could he handle being a star of a show and running a show and all that? And he could, but I got to tell you, we propped him up every which way from Sunday. But they do that on Saturday Night Live as well. So he passed the test. We did a DeBolle sketch that was so good. I mean, it was so funny. Robert Schmeigel, superstar writer, wrote the sketch. George Went and Chris Farley carried it home. And by the way, Chris Farley at this point, like when he showed up in the building, we were all like, wow, we heard a lot about this kid. We didn't know how big he was going to become, but everybody was in awe of him already. We knew he was going to be big. And I'll tell you one other story, Bob. Like, I'm in front of the Chicago Theater. I hate to say this, smoking a cigarette at the time, because I used to be a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 10,000 people on State Street, and they were mostly young girls. And I said to the talent executive, like, wow, man, his fan base is so huge. He goes, John, they're not here for him. They're here for Will Smith.
Yeah.
I was blown away by that.
Fresh Prince.
And they were.
Yeah.
They were chanting, Will, Will, because he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on NBC at the time.
Well, listen, can people still see this show, Comic Relief Presents a Salute to Michael Jordan? It was 1991 at the Chicago Theater with this great lineup of stars. Can you go to YouTube and see this?
Bob, you already know you already know they can. Yes, you can find it on YouTube. I'm so grateful for it, by the way. And don't roll the credits too fast. I'm right there after the two executive producers. It says producer John Davies, 1991. I'm so proud of being a part of that show because, honestly, I was stunned. Can I tell you one more Michael Jordan story really quick, or do you have to go to a break?
Yeah, I got a minute here. 1 minute.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I'm backstage with him during the rehearsal, and he's really, really nervous. He's been on TV a million times, but not this kind of thing where he has to act and all that. And he's back there, and he's sweating, man. His suit is soaked. And by the way, he had a deal with Mitchell's. What was that company called in Chicago?
Was it Bigsby and Carruthers? Or
yes, Bigsby and Carruthers.
Yep.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Hit a deal with them. And Bob Zemun, I remember him telling me, like, John, get him a suit from Bigsby and Carruthers and get a second one. I'm like, why is he in the second one? And Bob's like, you'll see. And by the way, that worked. You know, that turned out to be true. He soaked his suit from nerves. And I said to Bob, like, you know, you better come back here, man. He's like, he's out of his mind, nervous. And Bob came back, and he's like, Michael, what's going on? He goes, you know, I don't want to do this. I mean, I'll stay in the audience. I don't want to be on stage with Billy Crystal. I don't want to do all this. And Bob is like, Michael, take it easy, man. You know, you can do it. And Michael says, yeah, but all these other guys, they have characters they're playing. I mean, I'm not a character. I don't know what to do and all this. And so Bob says to him, and I thought this is so brilliant of Bob Zemuda. He said, so who were you today at the press conference? And Michael said, what do you mean? He goes, who were you today at the press conference? He goes, that was Michael Jordan, man, MVP. And he goes, that's who your character is, Michael.
Yeah. Well,
and it was amazing, Matt. He suddenly got it. Bob had Bigsby and Crothers guy come in, give him a new suit. You know, we had it there, and Bob looked at me like, see why he needs a second suit, man? He's flop sweat.
Comic salute to Michael Jordan on YouTube. That should hold us till the next episode of The Last Dance. Thanks to John Davies. And by the way, I ask the questions that I already know the answers for, like a good lawyer, John. Thanks for sharing some memories with us this morning. Okay, be well.